producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, we continue with our listener roundtable with Ufology, Sue, and Stoneheart. And we're going to get to some of your questions, listeners, as we progress. But Chris O'Brien had a comment first. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I think the idea of replicating data, you know, coming back, doing a timeline type program. And in terms of how many subjects have been apparently selected, there may be a methodology that we don't fully understand or couldn't even possibly understand at work. And maybe there's some sort of rationale for having so many people being allegedly abducted, and also multi-generational cases, which I actually had one that was quite fascinating. But the one thing that's always bothered me, I mean, you know, the fact that people are reporting this is, you know, let's say that's a given, that there's definitely something going on that's other. The actual level of technology, it seems that the experimentations and how they're described by the abductees mirrors a little less than cutting edge medical technologies on this planet. And the fact that nobody has ever mentioned nanotechnology, no one's mentioned DNA, instead of scooping out, you know, chunks of flesh, why don't they just swab inside your cheek? You know, some of it just sounds medieval, and it's almost like some sort of torture chamber set up to elicit some sort of a primal fear-based response. And, you know, that might be one of the, you know, the MOs that they're employing. Maybe they, you know, I've heard people say, yeah, they feed off negative emotions, and maybe they're just recharging their, their batteries by freaking people out and sitting there. But maybe it's sexual for them. Maybe it gets them off to get this charge of fear, on some energetic level. I know I'm riffing here, but what do you guys think about the level of technology? Why is it so medieval? Why doesn't it even come up to the cutting edge level of technology that we currently employ? What's wrong with that?
Oh, I'm glad you brought up this point, because it's something that seems to come up all the time in this particular sort of area. I'm not sure that I have much more to add than what everybody else here has done so far, but I can see how people start to get onto that whole, and I'm not a proponent of this, the whole demonic side of UFO experience. That there's those people are now following down the idea that it's demons and it's now sort of some spiritual nasties. You can see how they can draw that conclusion. Because if it was a highly technologically advanced a society or a species, do you not think they'd do what we do, just drop a satellite into orbit and just observe? They wouldn't really need to be performing such crazy sorts of medieval surgery, as you say, Chris. It's something odd. It almost says more about the human psyche to me than it actually does about the ETH. Would you agree?
I would, definitely. Mm.
Well, I would tend to think that actually there, when we do experiments, we need to do groundwork. We need to get out. We need to take physical samples. We need to be able to analyze them physically. And it can't all simply be done remotely. So although having some orbital observation platform is reasonable, there's still the necessity to obtain physical samples if you want to do real detailed study of things.
Agreed, Randall, but still you end up with that sort of, as Chris was saying, that sort of whole situation upon the actual samples being taken. I mean, why are they being taken the way they are? Why is this whole primal fear-based thing coming in? And I don't understand why it would be done that way. I mean, we can certainly do surgery whereupon we can knock out an animal when we do it in the field. You know, you take a sample from, say, I don't know, a deer or an antelope, say, and we knock the animal out, we take the samples, release it, and they didn't had no idea what was actually happening during that entire time. But you look at these people who have the regression, and they actually are experiencing the whole procedure. This is interesting.
Well, then again, they have been regressed, so they were allegedly made to forget what was going on. But we also have to be careful about our assumptions. For example, these experiments could be experiments just to see what our reaction is. Okay, we're going to bring one aboard. We're going to take some scoop marks. Then we're going to set them free again and see what the other people around them do. Will they be studied? How will the rest of the species react to what has happened to this one individual? It may not have anything to do with actual medical experiments.
But why do it thousands of times? You see the same reaction. It would be the same reaction. I mean, what would your reaction be? It would be fear. It would be pain. I mean, you don't need to do that to a few animals and note that this is the reaction that happens every single time. I'm just playing the devil's advocate here.
I tend to agree, but I also tend to think that there aren't as many abductions actually going on as what's being reported. So when we say, well, there's thousands of things, experiments going on at any given time, well, I'm not so sure I would agree with that. I think it's actually far fewer.
No, agreed. So do we come down to that there actually may be a problem with our hypnosis system, that maybe there are people who actually just have genuine psychological problems, and we're just, with the ufology field, we're actually sort of promoting some of these psychological problems, and we should really be very careful about how we do the regression.
Sue, would you like to chime in?
Yes, I think both of these viewpoints are rotating around a kind of conundrum, which is that part of the phenomena or an aspect of it appears to be physical in nature and part of it appears to be psychic in nature. And how do you understand how those two combine? Because most phenomena we deal with in normal consensus reality doesn't have that quality quite the same way the abduction experience does. And that, I think that's a really valid point to struggle around, and I think that's kind of where this vague, fuzzy notion of co-creation starts to come into play. But it is a real problem because there are logical fallacies whichever way you approach it from. And I don't think, personally, I would not like to say it's all just psychological problems with kind of no ontological other component to them, but that may be just my wishful bias.
One thing that bothers me here, we have an intelligent civilization supposedly coming here wanting to learn more about the local populace. So they kidnap people. Now, if we're just animals, and maybe they regard us as animals, that's showing one thing is they have no respect for us or our individuality or even working with the local authorities, whoever they may be, to come up with a plan, you know, going to the governments and say, we would like a chance to physically examine humans. Let's work out something.
Well, according to some people, that's already happened.
Right.
Of course, there's no proof of that.
Yeah, but, and then again, if you're doing an experiment, you don't want to contaminate the experiment with your own presence.
Well, it gets on to alien motivations.
But if they're alien, how can we know anything about their motivations?
Great.
Well, science actually has some fairly common rules, and one of the things you don't do, and I would assume fairly, that aliens, if they know about science, they wouldn't want to contaminate their own experiments with their own presence, in the same way that when we study animals in the wildlife, we try to keep them separate from us. We build barricades and hiding spots and take pictures from long distances. And when we do take them, we tend to take them and anesthetize them and put them back out into exactly where they came from to keep them as separated from us as possible. So there's a possible explanation.
This is getting more and more fascinating, and I know we have some long responses from Chris and our other guests. Yeah. But before we do that, let me tell you what we're about here. This is a special listener roundtable. Those who are frequent listeners, participants in our forums, are here. So we have Stoneheart. You remember him from the forums. That's David from New Zealand. We have Sue. You remember her from our forums. And she's here as well. Also, Randall, known as Ufology, another regular on our forums. And all these people probably have participated long enough to earn gold watches. But on the other hand, I can't afford it, so we'll have to find some other way of recognizing their participation. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The authority with which she does that. Sue, Ufology, Stoneheart with Gene and Chris. Chris, you had a comment?
Well, yeah, and I think it boils down to several things, but the prime directive idea of trying to be as non-invasive as possible, of course, has been a story plot line in several Star Trek episodes, and including one recently in, I think, two movies ago, where they were unfortunately revealed. And then, of course, the original Star Trek had the segment where their cloaking device failed and the people that they were studying were able to look up and see them. So, yeah, there's something to be said by being as non-obtrusive as possible. But the whole idea of eliciting fear in half the cases, and in the other half of the cases, it's their benevolent space brothers. And we hear stories of people welcoming these visitations and abduction accounts. So, you know, to me, there's too much dichotomy. There's too much extreme negative or extreme positive. You don't hear many cases that are ongoing that are middle ground. They generally fall into two extremes. So I think that's something that really hasn't been, I think in my mind, adequately addressed by the abduction research community. Unfortunately, we have people in this particular subject area that tend to come to conclusions, and then it seems like all their cases that they choose to, you know, to publicize tend to fall into the category that does kind of support or bolster their particular conclusions. And hearing someone like a Bud Jacobs, I mean, the guy is,
You mean Bud Jacobs?
Bud Jacobs. Or David Hopkins. Yeah, Bud and David. I mean, these guys, I don't know. It'd be hard to walk down the street in New York with Bud Hopkins 10 years ago and not kind of keep looking at him to see if he's looking over his shoulder or he keeps looking up. I mean, that type of stuff's got to get to you after a while. I mean, hearing story after story after story of these evil aliens and, reptoids and, praying mantises and pro bono proctology, sessions. And it just, I mean, to me, that I would have a hard time being an investigator and concentrating in that realm. The Barbara Lamb, Dr. Leo Sprinkle approach of the benevolent space brothers here to solve all our problems and, make cute little hybrid babies and that sort of thing. I don't know. It's just, there's something wonky about the whole thing. I just think that we're missing the forest for the trees in our research.
I also worry about the fact, again, that we're being lovey-dovey towards the aliens. Oh, they're here to help us, but they don't worry about kidnapping us, taking us out of our beds uninvited, unwanted. That kind of worries me a lot. Kind of reminds me of what Paul Kimball had said to me a long time ago online and kind of repeated a little bit on last week's episode, that he would never allow someone like a David Jacobs or a Bud Hopkins to hypnotize him at all. And by the way, our listeners recall that we did an episode back, I think, in 2010, 2011 with Jacobs and Hopkins, and they wouldn't come on unless Kimball agreed not to be there.
I forgot about that. But yeah, you make a good point. Now, I'm an example of somebody that had what I feel is a fully conscious, real experience when I was, 6-7 years old. And it's amazing how many times I've been asked whether I'd like to be regressed. And my automatic knee-jerk response is, hell no, I don't want to be regressed. I already remember enough. And then the second response would be as well, if I ever did consider it, it would be somebody that had nothing to do with the subject of aliens, UFOs, or even the paranormal. It would be someone that I would go to that was absolutely as, I don't know what the term would be, I guess, ignorant of the subject, I guess, would be the best way to put it, or at least not fascinated by it, because then you may have a chance of actually having a real bona fide, accurate hypnotic regression session. But if I had my druthers, I'd rather just kind of leave Pandora's box alone.
It kind of reminds me of the story of, obviously, that abductee who had so many problems with Dr. David Jacobs, that being a woman who calls herself Emma Woods, from your part of the world.
Oh,
David.
God.
Anyway, are you in the same town as she? Or you don't know?
No, I think she's up north. We're mad enough down here in the South Island, but no, they can stay up there.
Okay, the thing I worry about here is she was going to a therapist with her abduction experiences, and that therapist apparently urged her to contact David Jacobs and Bud Hopkins.
Oh, my God.
I think that therapist should be charged with severe malpractice.
I agree there. Whenever I hear it brought up in the Paracast, I just cringe and think, yes, it's the ambassadors of New Zealand. Oh, my God. I think one of the dangers of hypnotic regression is leading the witness, the experiencer, and there needs to be a very, very rigorous scientific method applied, and it needs to be done, as Chris says, by somebody who has no knowledge or attachment within the ufology field at all. They should be doing the regressions, because the danger of, and aside from that, doing a hypnotic regression by phone, oh, come on, what a stupid idea. Anyway, I'll stop there.
There's a surprisingly long history of people doing horrendously awful things with hypnosis and regression. And it brings to mind Debbie Nathan's book. I think it's called Sybil Exposed. But in the early 90s, during the satanic ritual abuse panic, lots of mainstream credentialed therapists working in hospitals, etc., out there were doing what I consider to be horrendous things to patients, iatrogenically inducing multiple personality disorder type phenomena, and of which I mentioned Debbie Nathan's book because that's kind of like the best case study of how that happened with a very famous MPD patient. So yeah, it's awful, but it's kind of a signal that we always have to be really careful about what we're reading into the use of hypnosis. And of course, I am not an expert on hypnosis at all. I'm just kind of an observer of the scene.
Let me tell you this very briefly before we go on. I played with hypnosis when I was maybe 20 or 21. I hypnotized one person, and I gave him a post-hypnotic suggestion to stop smoking. A pretty good thing, you know? And it actually took for a while, except, of course, a hypnotic suggestion like that, a post-hypnotic suggestion doesn't last very long. So over the next few weeks, his friends would egg him on. Don't you want a cigarette? Here, why'd you smoke a cigarette? Well, guess what would have happened?
That's real positive reinforcement.
And it sure was. So he became addicted again. You see, the suggestion came with the edict that if he tried to smoke, it would have a very bitter taste to it. And I have to say, I was pretty good at it, you know. I tried a few times, and it really worked. But then, you know, I kind of drifted away. Maybe I should have taken courses in it. I don't know.
Well, I don't know, Gene. You've hypnotized me to stick around on this show for 6 years. You must be doing something right.
Hey, I hypnotized my wife to be with me nearly 40 years. That has to be masterful. We've got Sue, we've got David, we've got Randall and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
we get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Our listener roundtable with Sue Stoneheart and Ufology, and Gene and Chris. Chris, we have some questions our listeners wanted to ask of our guest panel.
Maybe I'll say, they really, as soon as the announcement went up, the questions started piling up here, I can say. Polterwurst, I think, and Boomerang have quite a number of very, very good questions. And one that Polterwurst really wanted to, kind of point at David a little bit is about your new home. And give us a thumbnail sketch of what's been going on there. And and if how your effort's going to document something, and then he's got a bunch of follow-up questions. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you've seen ball of light type objects. There have been sightings of light phenomenon. So it would be interesting to know how far back witness reports go. Is this the same phenomenon that's been filmed from an airplane in the 70s? I don't know. I'm not aware of the story or up to speed on the story. Yeah. So maybe you should give us a thumbnail sketch if you're willing to.
I'll only do a very short and brief one on the house because we've only really moved in. We started renovating the place in June, July last year. Moved in around about August. Honestly, it's actually, Gene, Chris, I like to read about the paranormal. I don't want to be involved in it. So it was a little bit freaky moving in here. From the very outset, just odd things, odd noises, odd sort of dark shapes out of the corner of your eyes moving around. We come in them and start doing painting work here to find paint stuff tipped over, doors unlocked. Just strange things. When the cats moved in, they'd hiss at open doorways. The first night we're here, it sounded like somebody was running backwards and forwards through the ceiling. It was just clunk, 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 clunk. Now, what I did do was, when we moved in, there was still stuff from previous owner in here. we started to remove some of that, and the place began to calm down. And I'm just wondering, I don't know that much about the ghost end of the paranormal. I guess I'm learning. There were a couple of old canes were sitting in a rack by the front door. I threw them out, and the place began to calm down. It hasn't calmed down completely. You have the odd door open and close in the middle of the night. Just strange stuff. As far as investigating, honestly, because of teaching, I haven't had a lot of time. What I did do is I set up my analysis gear, being a sound engineer, and started looking for infrasound and things like that would sort of suggest that there is sort of something paranormal going on, as this sort of seems to lead on to that. So I've done some initial tests where that's concerned when I had the time, and there isn't really anything that's sort of... there is infrasound, I mean, there always is, but there's nothing that is harmonically large enough to really influence you in any way, shape, or form. The next step really is to look at taking some photos, and I haven't really got around to that. But if anybody asks about orbs, if I see an orb in a photo, I'm going to disregard that immediately because dust, because small insects and reflecting in light. I'm sure that 90% of any orb photos are pretty much that. That's my opinion, but that's the way I see it.
Right. Have you looked into the history of the property at all? Have you done any research into prior owners, any sort of incidences that are reported to have gone on there or happened there that could possibly be somehow tied into the peripheral type activity that you're seeing?
Yes, I had a look at that. Nobody has died on the property, so there's been no deaths here. The house was built in the early 1960s, was renovated through the 1970s and 1980s. We're doing, the 2000s renovation. There was a family that lived here prior to the previous owner. Of course, they're all still alive. So is there something that happened on the ground here pre it being built during a Maori occupation, which is the local indigenous people? Quite possibly, I don't know, but this would have originally been marshland that was drained, of course, because Christchurch, if you didn't know, was actually a swamp. They drained it, the typical English thing to do, to build a city on top of it. So, no, there doesn't seem to be anything else going on. It's just my only thoughts is possible residue, objects sort of, because I've read about objects, certain objects can carry residue of a person, and, you know, you read those stories about them buying a chest of drawers, bring it home, and suddenly the house is haunted, those sorts of things. And I'm thinking maybe that could possibly be it. Or is it possibly a result of upheaval and the psychological trauma the city itself went through during the earthquakes in 2010? I mean, maybe it's
It could have a natural explanation.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's interesting. So do you have a PZM mic?
Yes, I do, and I'm considering doing that and see if I can pick up any sort of electronic voice phenomenon, although I'm very wary of that because...
I wasn't thinking of EVP so much, but if you have any place that is a fairly solid concrete pad, like down in the basement, you might look for some sort of fault ULF or VLF type signals coming through, and if you have the ability to record down to single-digit wavelengths, you might be surprised at some of the things that that you'll discover. Have you seen any correlation between recent tremor events, no matter how big or small, and the outbreak of these types of things? And are you recording them? Do you have a calendar where you're actually writing down dates and times and descriptions of things just very quickly on a calendar? You should be keeping a log of this stuff. And then I'd be interested to see if there's any sort of correlation between that and any seismic activity, no matter how large or small.
You know what? I am keeping a log of stuff, but I hadn't made that connection. That's an interesting point, Chris, that because if you think about it, we did actually have a few tremors a couple of nights ago, and the activity in the house was a little bit higher than normal. That's interesting. I'm going to look into that. Thanks for that. Sometimes it just takes talking to people to actually sort of think of a different line of thought.
Right, and also a swamp, drained swamp. Who knows? There may be lots of methane around you too as well, and any sort of light phenomenon could be tied to literally to swamp gas.
Well, actually, light phenomenon where earthquakes is concerned is actually not all that uncommon. They call them earthquake lights, and I've actually seen them before. I think that's what Poltergeist is actually pointing toward. If he's not talking about the Kaikoura light incident, which was the UFO incident in 1978, I believe.
Yeah, the Valentech.
Argosy flight.
Valentech, and then also the mail plane.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. which is it's a very famous sighting around here in New Zealand. The interesting thing is they never really actually debunked it. Well, I do like a particular anecdote from the radar operator in Wellington saying, nobody ever actually explained to me how Venus or cabbages managed to be moving at 172 knots on my radar. So I thought that was fantastic.
Right. Well, that leads me to a question. I just want to kind of dive in here just briefly before we go on to other subjects. But New Zealand is not a place that, number one, has a lot of people. What is the population of the North Island? And then the South Island.
Combined, we're approximately 4 million people.
Okay. And it's roughly the size of California?
Thereabouts, yes.
So what is the likelihood of any sort of light phenomenon, structured craft, unusual event to be publicized by the regional media?
That's a loaded question, that one, because the fact of the matter is, if it is, it's always ostracized. The typical sort of little green men, you know, that sort of crud that we usually have to deal with. But they do report, just not that freely. There are a couple of reporting places here. I think there's UFocus in New Zealand that does UFO reporting. And there are a lot of reports that happen on a yearly basis. Certainly along the east coast of New Zealand, and almost specifically between Blenheim and sort of Christchurch through the Pegasus Bay area, that's where Kaikoura actually is.
Right.
A lot of USOs as well, fishing boats. There's fishing boat crews that have had large objects travel underneath their boats, bits and pieces. You should actually look at New Zealand because there's quite a wealth of UFO sightings and cases here. I've got a few spread out on the floor here. You probably don't know that there was a 1909 airship flap here in New Zealand. So it was one of the first airship flaps in the world. And at the time, there were no airships of any form here in New Zealand at all. No dirigibles.
You're talking about 1909, 1908,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know what, folks? I think we're going to have to do a special episode of the Paracast about New Zealand sightings, and David, you could work with us to get
also Australia.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
We have Sue, we have David, we have Randall, we have Gene, we have Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year.
That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Before we go on to other questions, anyone have any questions to ask David about his unusual home? Other than why haven't you moved, David?
I'm not moving. I'll learn to live with it if I have to. I'm not moving. I love this place. I'm sitting in a studio right now, and I'm quite happy.
It's cool. It keeps life kind of, you know, zippy and keeps you on your toes.
Well, because, Chris, in the end, I'm quite a logical person. There must be some natural explanation for this. Maybe there's a spiritual one, but there must be something that's natural. I'm looking for a natural explanation because, as you guys on the forum have probably read before, I want to know. I don't want to believe. It's a totally different mindset. So, although, you know, I'm not so much of a skeptic on sort of the ghost end of the paranormal, I'm still skeptical as to what it actually is. I'd like to get to the bottom of it. It could easily still be infrasound. I mean, 3 kilometers away, there is a motorway. We could be getting some ground rumble through here that's causing the phenomenon. Who knows?
I do know you believe in is Pink Floyd.
Oh, yes. That and King Crimson. Thank you.
King Crimson, yes.
And King Crimson, yes, of course. Any of the prog rock bands that actually went somewhere, lasted, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's a pile of vinyls here. In fact, what was I listening to last night? Jethro Tull and some Dire Straits.
Yeah, I saw every Pink Floyd tour from 73 to the Wall concert where I got left out in the parking lot because my buddy got busted with a sheet of blotter acid and he had my ticket.
Oh, no. I mean this with love, Chris. I hate you. I would love to have seen those concerts.
Yeah, that was halfway between the soundboard and the stage when they, I think, premiered Dark Side of the Moon in the U.S., or it was the second time they played it. Oh, it was just highlighting my life.
I did get to work on the Roger Waters show when he was here in Christchurch in New Zealand and doing the 7.1 sound, surround sound.
Oh, cool.
So that's a little claim to fame, but I mean, I've worked with some fairly big shows, but you work as a tech, as a systems engineer, you don't get to meet the bands. You know what that's like.
Yeah, David Gilmour is my favorite guitarist, I think.
Oh, yes, by a long shot, same here. But then again, hey, why not?
Redefines tasty and elegant.
Anyway, we've turned this into a music show, so it's the Paracast music
very
show.
Easily could.
Sorry, Jen.
Therefore, it's not Paracast, but Paratune. Sue, you want to get into our musical discussion at all?
No, I'm going to recuse myself on that. Thank you.
Randall?
Recuse?
Isn't that, she must be a lawyer. So have a few in her family. Randall?
So you don't play an instrument then, Sue?
I used to play flute. I used to play folk music. I used to listen to prog rock bands. Yeah.
So you used to play a flute, did you say?
Yeah. Flute and wooden flute, British folk.
It's amazing how many participants in the Paracast actually do play an instrument.
Yeah. Mm. Or that are involved, fairly deeply into the subject of UFOs and the paranormal. A lot of people are musicians. Linda Moulton Howe, even.
That's crazy. She plays an instrument, Chris?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's a keyboard player.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I think she did the music for Strange Harvest, if I'm not mistaken.
How's your record doing, Chris?
Which one?
Your latest release.
I haven't even checked. I'm getting great response to it. It's, again, I did not produce it. I was not involved in the mixing. There was a lot of things about it that I'm not really happy with. And it's been decided that for our next album, I will be producing it. So I'm looking forward to that. I've got, some alpha males in the band, so it's going to be interesting. But but some of my comments have now been understood. Of course, the thing's mastered and it's already been manufactured. Our first several thousand have been, made. So it's kind of water under the bridge. But I wrote up a list of points and said, look, you guys just are, you're too attached to your parts. You got to listen to the piece, which one we're talking about, in its totality. And these songs have to have air in them. You have to allow them to breathe. And the songs that really work on the album are the ones where you have the least amount of instrumentation. And there's one song called Simple, and it's the only song with vocals. And Gonzo, the drummer, wrote it, and he goes, keep it simple. And then he goes into like 5/8 time and 7/8 time, and then goes back to a straight 4/4 time. And it's like, I don't know, it's just something kind of strange about that.
Maybe you need to bring in an outside producer.
Well, that's kind of what I would be. But I don't think there's anybody that can handle the kind of mix of instrumentation and ideas that we have. There probably is, but we couldn't afford them. Well, this is progressive, instrumental, Native American rock.
Wow.
So, when it comes to my stuff, that's a whole different thing. I haven't really tried promoting my solo album, which is a bunch of leftover grooves that I've been collecting, all the way back to the mid '80s. That I whipped out, cleaned up, supplemented a few things here and there, and then added EVPs and parrots and Aztec death whistles, industrial sounds, and all sorts of interesting elements on top of that, kind of as in place of vocals. And I do plan to do a bit of a push on this once I get my contract signed with the record company. I might just not even sign it and go ahead and release it myself. It hasn't been it's available for download, but it's not available in they want to do a release in a thumb drive, kind of a musical album thumb drive release. Never seen that before.
What's the name of that one, Chris?
Medea.
Medea.
M-E-D-E-A. It was Medea Media, but I think that would have thrown people off. So I just kind of named all the songs based on the myth of Medea and Jason and the Argonauts. And then just, I had my way with it. The 30 Aztec death whistles on the one song. It's a funk groove from, kind of acid funk groove from the 80s. And I put all these Aztec death whistles and clanking chains and stuff. And it's pretty spooky.
That Chris, sounds great.
You posted some links on the Paracast.
I did, yeah.
Forum for that. Yeah, I heard it. We listened. It's really nice stuff. So, yeah, no, big thumbs up, mate.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's, again, it's just a lot of noodling, nothing really serious. But, I figured I got the Black Raven album coming out. Why not have something else? So anyway, getting back to our subject matter, I'm not sure how much time we have left.
We have about 3 minutes for this segment, and then we have four more.
Okay. We're talking about potential haunted site phenomena, the psychological nature of UFO abductions. One thing that we've been talking about from time to time is having a bona fide real psychic on the show. I have yet to make that happen, but Have any one of you ever had an experience with a psychic? And do you think that they're all frauds, genuine, sometimes cheating, sometimes correct? This is another question from Polterwurst in Germany.
Sue, why don't you take that first?
I haven't really had any experiences with a psychic. I've been taking a free online course in parapsychology, which has led me to read a lot of different books about people who do study psychics. And I don't have a problem believing that there's something there in some cases, but it's not something I'm particularly familiar with. I've had a couple experiences myself of a precognitive nature, just kind of out of the blue, random. So I believe that can happen. Some of the other stuff that you see on TV, I'm not so sure about. Some seems credible. Some is clearly not credible. So I don't know.
That Long Island psychic, I think, is being sued or something for fraud. And of course, you know, we all know about Sylvia Brown and Sean David Morton. A classic example of someone that claims to be a Wall Street psychic and was able to bilk about $6 million out of True Believer clients and is now in jail. He finally exhausted all his legal recourse, and he and his wife are now, I think, physically in jail.
Mm. Well, that's good. At least we have poetic justice.
Ouch.
Now, back in the early days of the PowerCast, we had Sean David Morton on the show one or two times, and it's very strange here that pretty much every single thing he said about the people he knew, about the predictions he made, everything he said turned out to be wrong. Now, I don't claim to have any psychic abilities. I didn't say psycho. I don't claim to have any psychic abilities whatever, but I can tell you my batting average would be far higher than his. I must be in the wrong business. This is our listener roundtable featuring Sue, featuring Randall, known as Ufology, featuring Stoneheart. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.